This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The King in Yellow.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We've arrived, baby.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing. I love The King in Yellow.
It's the best Google image search.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google image search The King in Yellow, you'll be treated to dozens upon dozens of just like amazing drawings of scary ass tatterdemalions.
Yes. I cannot get enough of just the idea of this. The play, the sign, the cult, any of that.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing as well. I haven't read it yet, but I bought, somebody took a stab at writing the play.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've mentioned that before. I bought that.
Okay.
So I have that. I also have I have an annotated version of the mythos stories that are in the King in Yellow.
I think that
Rock Chambers book.
Sorry about that. I was a different one. I have a Chaosium compilation of a bunch as like the Haster cycle or something like that.
Oh, sure. Like all the Haster stuff to put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is definitely so, like, you know, in terms of like mythos deities,
mm-hmm.
we got Haster and we got Nyarlathotep.
Mm-hmm.
And those are pretty much the good ones.
Yeah. Shub-Niggurath can get in there.
Yeah. I think that's cool. There's cool things, but it's definitely a degree lower.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in terms of the specific great old ones who have concerned themselves the most with human culture and insinuate themselves into it the most.
And out of those, right, Nyarlathotep, this is true. So Nyarlathotep is like kind of anything.
Yeah.
Like since he has all those different things, he can serve a lot of purposes. That's very useful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's useful to have a Faust, you know, like have a devil.
Yeah.
Figure essentially. The cool thing about Haster, though, is that it's about something specific, similar to like Shub-Niggurath,
mm-hmm.
which is great. You know, like I appreciate that is about something specific. This being about kind of artists, dreamers, this play,
mm-hmm.
all those things makes this, just hands above.
Yeah.
Like most of the, like imagine, compare this with, Cthulhu,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. Like I like Cthulhu.
Yeah.
But I like The King in Yellow way more,
mm-hmm.
as this like very human, like the scale is better. It's not just like a Godzilla.
Right.
Like it's not a kaiju. Yeah. It's this weird, you know, it's this character who showed up in this play about there being two cities and reality, like transfixing onto another reality,
mm-hmm.
and such. And that stuff is not in Robert Chambers' book or anything either.
Right.
This is something that is a gestalt from largely the role-playing game,
mm-hmm.
and later authors.
Yes.
Like I love those Robert Chambers stories very much.
Mm-hmm.
You not learn very much about this mythology.
No. It's like he mostly just kind of like incorporated different verses into those plays and, you know, into those stories and introduce the story into those, sorry, the play into those stories in order to break the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the verses are applicable to the situation, not like pulled from a definite work.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So let's talk about this guy, this critter.
Let's do it.
I like this version of him that's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like twice as tall as a man, which is a good amount. He's not a kaiju,
right.
But he can't go inside.
Mm-hmm.
So he can ride every ride.
So no ride except the ones with tunnels.
Yeah, even those. It's, you know, there's not like you must not be this tall to ride.
there's no maximum except at the drive-thru. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He can't get a car. He can't go through a car wash, but. to wash his weird skin robe.
Well, why would he go to a car wash? Because, you know, when he would more accurately go to a laundromat.
That's yeah,
because you know, he appears, he's got, you know, he's a very, very tall guy. He's got he's covered in these rags, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yellow rags, sometimes like party colored is what they say, but, you know, a bunch of different kinds of colors. Here they say like they have him wearing the mask. The masked stranger is a different character in the play, but they just have brought the pallid mask over onto him. And of course, the mask covers a face that is too horrible to behold.
Yes. So don't behold it.
Mm-hmm.
He attacks by dancing. You know, he does this kind of like robed dance that hurts you.
Yes.
Like it cuts you. You're transfixed, but it actually is razor edged.
Yes.
So it's basically like literally death by a thousand cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Of you through this thing. He can also hypnotize you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cool. But this is not necessarily this is not necessarily about his kind of stat block and everything.
No, like, it's not about like fighting him with a knife.
Yeah, exactly. It's about him standing in the background, like you looking at pictures. You in your Call of Cthulhu investigation, you go to King Ludwig's museum, like Gabriel Knight too. Mm-hmm. And in the background of all of the pictures of court, there's one figure.
Yes,
you know, that's painted in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is about.
Yes.
Like this is about, you know, seeing somebody, you know, in a yellow robe on the subway, duck into another car. And then when you come in that car, it's empty.
Yes.
You know, that is what this is about. Yeah.
This is about breaking the minds of different artists to create works of art that will similarly break the minds of others.
Yes.
You know, specifically, you know, a whole body of work, you know, inspired by The King in Yellow, but maybe not explicitly just that play, art to render the human experience meaningless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am right now going through the King in Yellow Google image search.
Oh no, I did it as soon as you mentioned it.
Yeah, I underestimated how many good ones there are. There's like 100 amazing images of this just thing. It introduced the word tatterdemalion to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I heard that, and that's such a good word. Yeah. You know, shows up in The Invisibles. It's like a really great little cameo. And it's really scary and cool.
Yeah.
You know, it is just phenomenal. I love this this book here, this cover where there's like a tree growing out of his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A.
I see that one too. I've got one where you have the road figure. He's pulled off the pallid mask, but you do not see the face. All you see is in the black space of the hood, the yellow sign.
Yeah. And this is even like the yellow sign is also an incredible little image.
Yes.
As well. Kind of looks like if the Riddler made a swastika.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.